What up, guys? Episode 6 here, May 16th. I'm doing my 6th episode. I've been actually testing this whole week, doing my YouTube live, YouTube recorded live streams. I'm just seeing what's the best way to reach and add value. I've been very inspired the past couple of weeks. I've downloaded like 30 books. I'm leaving for London. I have my Audible, and my Audible is great because I am on. I was upgraded to business class, so I get to fly, I get to read, and I get to journal, which is my best and most pure state where I can actually think with unlimited espressos usually on a plane. So I'll be in London for 2 weeks visiting my grandparents there. What I'm so excited is that I'm very inspired by this author. I don't know if you've heard of him. I have been blown away by him. David Meltzer. I don't know where have you been all my life. I actually have not heard of you prior to a couple of weeks ago. And what blew me about David Meltzer is he is considered like an entrepreneur. He has Sports One agency, which is he used to work with the guy, the original Jerry Maguire, and lives in California. And hopefully we get to meet. I'm putting that intention out there. But I like the way he actually positioned, in business. It's really about aligning yourself. And I'm halfway through his book. I've been listening to his podcast. And today's podcast is really about alignment. Alignment, I can tell you, I was very scared to talk about alignment. A lot of people put out action is more important than alignment. And I'm a closet alignment admitter, meaning that I always focus on alignment. I'm very, very particular. Since the past 6 months, I've been rereading these books. If you have any books to read aside from The Secret, Law of Attraction, I've been reading all my Wayne Dyer books, all of them, just because it's such a great refresher. And every time I read them, I feel that I connected to his essence. I've been rereading all my Neville Goddard. He's actually one of the authors that Wayne Dyer discussed in his recent book, Wishes Fulfilled. I've been rereading Abraham Hicks. I've been rereading Kevin Trudeau. So these are 4 books I've been rereading. Also, I've been reading The Master Key System by Charles Hennell. And when I heard David Meltzer in an interview, and he was actually with Gary Vaynerchuk, Ed Milet, and I'm very inspired because some of the things he's mentioned, I've never heard businessmen talk about worse, meditation is one, but like more about alignment, vibration, quantum physics, alignment, universe, talking about Max Planck, talking about vibration, paying it forward. I was very, very afraid for myself if I do talk about, that woo-woo stuff. They forget about, this guy's not serious about money or business. And for people who don't know, I've been in the space of owning nightclubs, investing. I've had my fair share in failure. And I realized failure was really a lesson, a feedback system, trial and error of understanding that was my reflection of my frequency. So David Meltzer, I just finished, he has a book called Connected Goodness. I tagged him on Instagram. He replied, thank you. I'm very inspired about his way of contributing. He calls it a $100-$20 ratio. If you give $100 worth of value and they give you $20, that's what he gets excited about. And always he prays to God that he gets 10 people in front of him who he can help. Hopefully, one of my reasons why I have such a platform, and I've had a lot of resistance around this podcast started because a friend of mine, Jay Christ, had me on. Actually, I listened to myself. Hey, I don't sound so bad. So Gary Vaynerchuk said, this really cool app, Anchor.fm, my goal was to record once a week now. And I really had to, really sit down with myself and understand, what do I want to say? What's my message? Because A, I don't know how long this will be online. And 2, as I want to make it as impactful and add value. As much as there is so much to talk about, one of the things that excite me, what I would really like to create more awareness and clarity is, you know, is the awareness of vibration and vibration and feeling. And these are, I think, one of the hidden laws, not the hidden law, but hidden mysteries that, you know, feeling is the secret. And I like the way how David Meltzer communicates that and putting it in his book. So Connected Goodness is his book. He has a couple of podcasts out. I just finished one. But I like the fact that, you know, aligning yourself first to the energy, you can only attract what you are in less of that energy. So, and if you understand anything about physics or quantum physics, like attracts like, you know, it's what you call the resonance. It's called inspiration in spirit. And I've been disciplining myself because I was in Auckland in New Zealand a couple of weeks ago. You know, I just want to just feel myself, you know, just spend time in what you call childlike imagination and faith and just be happy. And, you know, I started to see little winks from the universe, started to see a lot of ways, things that show up. And I can say that those are the things that I've been practicing, mindfulness and creative imagination. What stops us and what blocks people, I could say, is the ego. The ego likes to, what you call, edge God out. And I've been listening to a lot of Robert Anthony, and the FDW, fear, doubt, worry, blocks. It's just like a, you know, FDW, when you fear, doubt, worry, it blocks you away from any types of abundance, access to source. And really, it's really a relationship with trust, practicing the relationship of trusting the laws. And I think, like in Raymond Holloway, it's really about, you know, remembering this law. And people don't know the word law and the word Lord are the same thing. And if you understand the Bible, there's always a talking about the Lord is truth and all that. It's really the law, you know, and it's really a law that something that you can resonate and create an abundant life. And I live in a country in the Philippines where, you know, I would say 80%, there's a huge poverty, lack awareness. There is also, I would say, not a poverty, but also not a wealth consciousness awareness. There are a lot of people who make money. We have corrupted media, corrupted exposure to, you know, politicians. Who doesn't? But I would say we have one of the most abundant energies here, abundant natural resources. What I like is that there will be a shift of consciousness. There is a shift of awareness. There is a shift of prosperity consciousness, whether it may be coaching, through religion. But again, the book, what David Meltzer, Connected Goodness, is really now confirming that you can be spiritual, you can meditate, you can build multi-million businesses, you can coach, you can be mentored, you can have a mentor, you can give, you can be happy, and you can just see in this calmness and this energy. You know, usually I thought my parents' hustle is sexy, and the hustle was basically with my ego saying, I'm busy, I'm cool, I'm important. But now I think what's meaningful is that you can help people, and that's more of a high. He gets a high off helping people. So I was like, hey, how can I create more value and add people? Not add people, but add more value to their lives. If they listen to this, you know, what can I give to them? Just sharing my learnings from, you know, just anything. I wouldn't say, you know, I know it all, but I know something. And from my experiences, hopefully this can give you some insight on where to go. And really, it's, if I were to sum up episode, it's really, if you really want to understand things in the universe, as Tesla said, is learn about everything is frequency and vibration. And I didn't get that until, like, what does that mean? What does that mean? And if you don't realize you're a radio and you have access to the radio knob, and that radio knob can adjust your feelings and your frequency. And as you tune into those frequencies, you know how to control your mind. And one of the most challenging things is really mastering the mindset. But the beauty is that once you have a mindset, it becomes automated, it becomes subconscious, it becomes, you can manifest your limitless life. And I've been practicing a balance of action, inspired action. I've been practicing a lot of patience. Sometimes your ego wants to get pissed off. Sometimes your ego wants to, you know, get angry. But I believe it is a balancing process. And if you understand that, if you're a DJ, and I've been DJing for 15 years, if you know how to create that vibration and that create that mood in the room, and if you can do the same thing with your energy, with yourself, that mood, and you open up your heart chakra, you start to attract and start to vibrate things, circumstances, events, people, abundance, because that frequency is like a honing signal. It starts to find its way home. Like it says, boop, 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 boop. Okay, we're going to that person, abundance towards that person. But if you stop, if you start vibing in a different vibration, and it starts to vibrate negative, fear, you'll start attracting that. So remember, you are a living magnet or radio, transponder. And so where is this taking? Yeah, I like the fact that, you know, there are a lot of books out there, how to, but what is really, I would say, majority of the learning is managing your energy, creating your energy. You have a technology God gave you, a source. If you connect, if you can align, it's alignment. It's like once you get, it's like a padlock. Once you line it up and you unlock it, boom, you know, flow, you have that essence. And if you can understand that power, your intuition and your in spirit and in God source, you'll get these downloads and genius creativity comes to you. And I would say most of my best ideas are not from a textbook. It would come from inspired thought, inspired moment, coaching, being in the flow, being in meditation. And meditation doesn't mean you have to be in a awkward pose. It can be just deep breath and being in such a grateful mood. So if you're on Anchor, there's this topic where you can actually collaborate. There's actually motivation, success, law of attraction. I've had so many requests about motivation. And if you realize motivation is external, if you want to work from with inspiration, you don't need to motivate yourself, because you need a motive. And maybe you can use that as a why, but inspiration comes from within. I mean, it's like you're plugged in to God and he just connected. Motivation is like, it can be that car, it can be that house. But if you understand, well, motive and inspiration, I go, if you're inspired, you don't need to be motivated by external things, because you're plugged in, you're connected, you got this. And if you spend your time diligently working on yourself, one-on-one with yourself, 1 hour, whatever, peace time. That's why I love business class and sleeping and meditating and reading and listening. You get motivated once you start putting like your goals on paper. But inspiration is coming from inside. So I'm saying, find what inspires you. Find what's your bliss. Find what's your what makes you happy. If you have any chance to listen to any Will Smith's YouTube, he has some great content. He has some great insights on his experiences. I think, again, people don't attract things out of accident. It is all on a vibrational level. And if you dream, and you dream and dream and dream and dream, and feel and feel and feel, feel it to be real, you create your reality. And if you can dream a frequency of a life, a vision, and you share that vision, you feel that vision, and I would say, like, Kanye is such a great manifester, but also what he puts out there can also be on a polarity. But he's such a manifester, Jay-Z, Oprah. If you can put it out there and put on a frequency and put the inspired action, you will attract your own life. So this is about attracting your best life, being limitless. Hopefully, if you have any questions, I would love to create a conversation. How do you apply it to business? How do you apply it to love? How do you apply it to a career? How do you apply it to a college student? I'll leave my email if you want to do a chat, do a free coaching, free business consultation. I want to help people, give out value as David Meltzer. So don't forget to check out David Meltzer's book, Connected Goodness, and have a great day.